Good morning and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. We're going to kick things off in prayer as we always do, but with a little bit of a different twist. Today we're going to begin with a prayer for Catholic Radio. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God our Father, we humbly seek your all-powerful blessing on the work we have begun and ask you to bring it to completion. Give success to the work of our hands. Lord Jesus, we ask your blessing on this radio station. We ask you to consecrate it to the bold proclamation of your living word proclaimed in the midst of your one holy Catholic and apostolic church. Guard us from the evil one and from all those who would sow destruction or despair. Keep us in communion of mind and heart with our Pope and our bishops, upon whom we invoke your mercy. Holy Spirit, rain upon our labors, your sevenfold gifts, that we may make known in truth and love the voice of Jesus. Keep us ever faithful to your inspirations, always open to the truth, and never allow us to be conquered by pride. Create unity in our work and broadcast through us the seeds of the word. Make us instruments of reconciliation among all your people and of genuine renewal and reform. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, I can't take credit for that prayer. That prayer actually comes from the Catholic Hipster Handbook by Tommy Tighe. We're going to talk about that later in the program. Well, boy, we have got a lot of good things for you today. Father Augustine Weta will be here later to talk about humility. He's a Benedictine monk, and wait till you hear his background. It's not what you would expect. I am Gary Zimak. This is Spirit in the Morning, the show where we remind you that it's cool to be Catholic. And speaking of cool, the man who's so cool that he makes ice cubes jealous.
Wow. Hey, Dave thank Barker. You. Hey. I love that, man. Say
you,
it again.
You are cool, man.
You are too. Thank you.
You are too
That's
cool
a great intro,
school,
man.
Yeah,
thank
good
you.
To see you. You're looking good today.
Yeah, you too. How
well,
are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well.
Well, I walked in the door and I, where's Gary? And then you popped out from behind the screen.
You know? I wanted to scare you.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah, you
I
did.
I thought that was
yeah.
a good one. Just by looking at me.
The
Frank
things,
Elias,
the things I miss early in the morning.
Yeah, really. I mean,
we have fun.
Try and get
here
a little earlier, Frank. Come on.
So, Frank,
good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Frank, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
Love the Eagles jersey.
Yeah, I have the Eagles jersey, the classic Eagles jacket.
Yeah.
You know, and that's actually Carolyn was saying the other day, she thinks it's probably the oldest thing in my wardrobe.
Wow. That's an original?
Yeah.
Wow.
From?
80s.
Wow, cool.
Wow.
So we got a big game this weekend.
We do. That's why I had to
now,
a
I
lot
know,
of Eagles
had,
gear.
I know Dave's a Cowboys fan, but what do you think? What are we?
Go America's team. Go.
No brainer, you know, right?
With everybody that's out in Dallas, it's but at the same time, Dallas is in desperation. So
yeah.
You know you're going to have, you know, obviously you know they're hurt, they have a lot of people hurt. They've
yeah.
someone suspended. These are the things going on. At the same time,
is that Zeke?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm so hurt.
He has
about
a biblical
that.
Name too,
yes,
Ezekiel.
Exactly.
You know what's going on?
You know, but
you know?
You know, even with all that, though, it is going to be a desperate team.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so that's the thing that you know it could be a tough game.
Dak has his work cut out for him.
That is correct.
And the rest of the boys, right?
Exactly. But if Dak can put him on his shoulders, anything can happen.
Yeah.
Games
you
like this
know.
Can be traps. You got to be careful for that. And they're
exactly.
coming off the bye week, you know. So
exactly.
we have to be yeah. careful, but
not complacent.
Hey, you know what?
I don't think
but
there's
at the
a doubt
same
that,
time enjoy the season.
Oh man.
Well, that's like yeah. us after a couple of days off. I mean, we get a little complacent, we come in. No.
We do.
Silence, right?
Yeah,
silence.
Dave did take a day off this week.
You know he's management, right? Dave. We're here with
is that who
the director of operations.
Who this guy is all this time.
All right. Well,
is that what he does?
We'll talk about that later. I never get complacent. Never get complacent.
Oh, come on. Never okay.
Let's see. Where was I going to go with this? Dave, as usual, you derailed me completely.
No, all right, back on track, buddy.
It's not that hard to
back
do
on track. Back on track, brother.
Let me do the weather, and of course we have the gospel today. But, Frank, for just a couple minutes after I do the weather, I'm going to talk about this prayer that I read today. This was your suggestion. We're going to talk about this more in the next segment. We reserved a whole segment for this. But some really interesting things here. Let me do the weather, and then, if you will, chat a little bit about this. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, it is 44 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Today is going to be sunny with a high near 50. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 37. Saturday, chance of showers after 1 p.m., then mostly cloudy with a high near 57. Currently in Gap, it's 40 degrees. In Perkasie, it's 37. And in Newtown, it is 41 degrees. This is a very interesting book, Frank. And we were talking about this yesterday, me, you, and your wife, Carolyn, the Catholic Hipster Handbook. It's really a refreshing look at our Catholic faith.
Yeah, Tommy Teague put it together. But it's what's even more interesting, it's very short chapters, so it's not a hard book to read, and you don't have to read it straight through. You can read what's important to you at any given moment.
Right.
So, you know, to me, it's quite interesting. But he's even more interesting, you know, where he, you know, really became this really hip kind of guy, and he didn't try and do that.
Right.
He was just talking in social media, you know.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this is the persona that came about, and people kept saying, you should write a book, you should write a book. So he has. And, you know, it's not, you know, your ordinary book. It's not dry throughout it, and the chapters are written by different people, so it has a unique flow to it. It's something that is, you know what, it is cool to be Catholic. And you used that statement earlier, and as I've always thought about this show, you listen to the music, you listen to everything that goes on. It is cool to be Catholic.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a great message. It's the right message. So how do we, you know, bring that forward? But, you know, for someone who's really, you know, looking out, wants to learn more, wants to figure out how I can be more in faith, it's a great book to work with. But what's also interesting is each chapter brings in a cool saint. It also brings in a forgotten prayer that may be connected to it. So, you know, we'll take a little deeper dive into this, the chapter that this prayer came from.
We will.
Which is called Catholic Radio.
How appropriate is that?
Yes.
And, you know, Frank, on that note, this is perfect. Our guest in the second half of the show is going to be Father Augustine Weta. He's a Benedictine monk. First of all, take a look at the cover of this book, Humility Rules. I don't know if you catch that. St. Benedict, he's got a skateboard with him. That's this guy in his spare time. Wait till you hear what he has to do. Yeah, I mean, you picture Benedictine monk.
Yeah.
You picture somebody completely different than Father Augustine. Yeah. So wait till you hear how cool this guy is.
Very solemn, very,
right, exactly.
You know, introspective.
But he is anything but that. And this is all about his 12-step guide to genuine self-esteem, which is through humility. All right, before I read the gospel, I want to check the time here. Very funny, well, not funny story, but maybe you guys can relate. I had to go clothes shopping last night. Now, I do not like to go clothes shopping. And I'm curious about your take on this. My wife Eileen took me. She pretty much led me by the hand. And it's funny.
It was your adult Sears moment?
Yeah, it was.
It was like, Kim, let's go with Sears as a kid.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. But here's the thing. We're in the men's department at Kohl's. Every man who was there shopping had his wife or girlfriend with him. There was not one man in there by himself.
Yeah, really. Now, by the hand, right?
Do you guys, I mean, I like having clothes because it's easier to have clothes to choose from.
We like you having clothes, too.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Do you guys like clothes shopping?
Ah, that's a tough question. I actually will do the shopping for myself. My wife usually will come into me with Kohl's because I do go to Kohl's.
Yeah.
But she'll go off on doing her thing or with the girls.
So you'll do it by yourself.
And I'll usually say I'm getting one thing, and I'll usually come back with about 20 things, and she'll get really mad at me about that. And then she'll tell me I have to purge some of my stuff that I have at home. But I also like, you know, I do buy a lot of sports shirts. There's two certain things she knows I'm going to walk out with, which is the sports shirts that I tend to buy, the, you know, different teams. But then the other piece to it is flannel shirts. So, you know, between those two things, I usually wind up with a whole bunch of stuff. But I also love sweaters and stuff. So I usually
and ties.
Interesting.
I do have loads of ties. Yeah, but I've not bought most of those.
Yeah, okay.
Most of those were gifts.
Gifted to you.
Very interesting. Now, Dave, how about you?
It depends on if I – it's need-driven. And then every once in a while, I mean, like in the summer, I'm out – like I – just sorted through all the stuff from summer. And I know in the spring I'm going to have to go shopping. I want to go shopping. I mean, I'll find some nice, you know, new spring, summer clothing. I mean, sometimes, so that's in a way needs driven. Sometimes I see something like an advertisement and I'll decide I want, like flannel shirts. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of adverts out there on TV. I would love to have that. Yeah, but
wait, advertising on TV? You actually watch that?
Occasionally.
I actually watch everything.
And I won't, but like men-oriented places, I won't name those.
Well, let me just say, I'm starting to regret bringing this up because I think I'm the only guy whose wife
No, I've gone shopping. Well, no, I can go shopping by myself.
Eileen pretty much says it's time to get some new clothes.
It's the Sears moment. I totally picture you as right? like what it was like getting the jeans they used to sell at Sears or whatever when we were kids. But you know,
what were they called?
I forget what they're called now. We just started using this cool Catholic theme, and we're sitting here talking about this.
If you have that answer, 215-345-1570.
Boy, I cannot think of the I cannot think of the name of the jeans from Sears, but I know which ones you mean. But here's the funny thing: my daughter Mary went with us. Elizabeth was working. Mary went, and we had to drop her off at Barnes and Noble first. Mm-hmm. I wanted to stay with Mary. You know, I don't like clothes shopping.
Yeah,
what can I say?
I hearken back to when I would go when I was a small young boy. You know, with my mom, and it like if it was cold out and I had my winter coat on, I went in. I was so hot, I got antsy. I start running around. She couldn't, you know.
That's what I did last night. I started running around, and Eileen had to grab me.
I flashed back to those memories, but I mean they're mostly pleasant.
All right, it's nerdy to be Catholic.
All right,
I'm starting to think that.
Time to read the gospel. Time to read the gospel now, boy.
We'll have to have a closed segment by Frank
Eliason.
Luke
chapter 7, verses 26 through 37. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to that day that Noah entered the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot. They were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building. On the day when Lot left Sodom, fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. Mm. So it will be on the day of the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them. And likewise, one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it. But whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night, there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. And there will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, the other left. They said to Jesus in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather."
Wow.
We are getting... Yeah, Frank's eyes are bugging out of his head.
I thought we were going to have a more uplifting show today.
We are getting to the end of the church year
now. Yes, we are. Yeah.
And the church wants us to know our lives are not going to go on forever on this earth. So what Jesus is saying, once you make that decision to follow him, there's no looking back. There's no turning back. And that's really... It's a motivational speech from our Lord. It's a pep talk.
Real quickly, because we're going to break. I was thinking, you know, we just did clothes segment and all the clothes that we get in, and then we're told we just have to leave everything behind. Okay. All right. So I'll go... Let's go clothes shopping. And that's all the materialism.
But the point is, this life on this earth doesn't last forever. So today, let's all get busy. All right, when we come back, I have a special announcement. You don't want to miss this. We're also going to talk about the Catholic Hipster Handbook. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for November 17th. Today we celebrate Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. A queen may be an unlikely person to be known for her love for the poor and suffering. But that's who Elizabeth of Hungary was, and why the common people treasured her in 13th century Hungary. The daughter of Hungary's king, Elizabeth was married to Louis Thuringia at age 14. It was a happy union that produced three children. Under the spiritual direction of a Franciscan, she led a life of prayer, sacrifice, and service to the poor and sick. She wore simple clothing, and each day fed the hundreds of poor people who came to the royal gates. After 6 years of marriage, Elizabeth lost her husband in the Crusades. Although grief-stricken, Louis' family expelled her from the palace, claiming that she'd squandered Louis' fortune. Eventually restored to her rightful position, she became a secular Franciscan and spent the remaining few years of her short life caring for the poor in a hospital that she founded and dedicated to St. Francis. Elizabeth died in 1231 before her 24th birthday, and was canonized 4 years later. She is the patron of Catholic charities and of the secular Franciscan order. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
No matter the weather, you're always listening in the sun. It's a great day with Gary Zimak on Spirit in the Morning.
No eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard the fullness of your love, the kindness undeserved. This mystery of grace I cannot comprehend, but you would call me child, but you would call me friend.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was Extraordinary by Laura Story. I don't know how I managed to do this, but I lost my notes for the show. What am I going to do, Frank?
Memory.
Memory? I don't know. Boy, I need to go digital one of these days. Anyway, welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak, along here with Dave Parker and Frank Eliason. I'm going to talk a little bit about some things regarding the Catholic hipster, especially relating to Catholic radio. But before that, I said I had a special announcement, and this is something Dave and I haven't even discussed. Frank and I talked about this yesterday. The reason I was clothes shopping last night was because I got a new job.
Wow!
And I am now, and I'm so pleased to be able to announce this, especially if you are in the parish of Mary, Mother of the Redeemer. I am now going to be, I start in 2 weeks, the director of parish services at Mary,
wow,
Mother of the Redeemer, Church in North Wales, PA. Monsignor Conway and I worked out the details last night. I'm going to be in charge of adult faith formation, RCIA, parish missions, retreats, all the kinds of cool things that I've been doing on a national level, traveling coast to coast doing. Now I get to do it right here in North Wales, which is about 20 minutes away from the station.
Congratulations.
Mary, the Mother of the Redeemer, was our old parish, so we absolutely love that parish. The founder, Monsignor Ritchie, was just an incredible person, but he built an incredible community throughout. Great school there. You know, just everything about that parish is just, it's a wonderful place to be. And the, you know, I remember the first time we went to church there years ago. You know, you walk in and, like, there's baked goods all over the place, you know, so people
What's that baked goods?
What's that address?
And so it's one of those churches that true community aspects. And that's what I love about Mary, Mother of the Redeemer. And it's great because it's right near the station. You'll continue doing this.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I'm still going to keep doing the show, and that's what I'm so happy about. I'm going to do this show and then go over there 20 minutes away, so it works out perfectly. Yeah. So I'm excited about it. I really am. I've been tired. I've been on the road a lot. I want to stay home with my family. I feel that's what the Lord's calling me to do. So this is a really cool thing. And
it's still contributing to the Lord's work.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what's really neat about it.
Absolutely. And I can still do Catholic radio, which I've wanted to do. I'm sorry, Dave. You're not getting rid of me.
Oh, man.
And also, for those of you who listen to the Sunrise Morning Show, I'll continue to do my segments on the Sunrise Morning Show on Wednesday at 6:35 a.m. So it's really a blessing. This is answered prayer for me. I'm so excited about it. So if you are in the Mary, Mother of the Redeemer Parish, I look forward to meeting you very soon.
All right. Hey, I have a suggestion.
Yes.
Can we do a remote?
Like, well, Let me get situated first before I bring you over there, okay?
Oh, the second day. The second day.
I want to keep the job, Parker, okay? Frank, let's talk a little bit.
It sounds like a remote.
The second day. Let's talk a little bit about this Catholic hipster handbook. What's going on with this?
Catholic hipster handbook. It's really is interesting. As I said, it's different chapters. In fact, you know, one of our dear friends, Adam Mitchell, has written a few of the chapters in the book. So it's really kind of, you know, interesting that way. But, you know, we were just talking about it a second ago. You don't have to be, you know, you could follow the church doctrine and everything else and still be cool. You could still have fun. And so that's what's really cool about it. But the other piece to it is I'm a big believer that looking at history, you can get a lot of great information about it. And so one of the neat things the book does in every single chapter is looks at forgotten saints or cool saints. And, you know, in doing so, it becomes that educational piece and you learn some tidbit. And that's where I want to take this chapter, you know, depending on how much time we have. I'm going to try and actually read this chapter as quickly as I can, or at least pieces of it, you know, to give people a flair. But it's the Catholic Hipster Handbook, Tommy T. He's the founder of CatholicHipster.com, and the book is available wherever books are sold. But there are many people who have no idea that it even exists, and yet there it is, blasting out the truth of the Catholic faith 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, Catholic radio. You might try and tell me that radio is a thing of the past, and to a certain extent, you may be right. But Catholic radio is fighting against the tide and keeping up with the ever-changing landscape of media and communications. To be honest, I went quite a while without knowing that Catholic radio existed. I owe my discovery to the fact that I experienced a transition at work that led to a lot of downtime. Don't ask me why, but I took out my smartphone, a Palm Pre at the time, if anyone remembers that piece of junk, clicked on a very archaic TuneIn radio app, and searched for Catholic. That moment, motivated by God knows what, most likely because it was motivated by God himself, is the exact moment to which I could trace my reversion back to the faith. Up until then, I was a cradle Catholic who had been going through the motions for the majority of my life. Sure, I continued going to Mass each and every Sunday throughout my wild ride at UC Santa Barbara, but I wasn't really engaging in the faith. And I definitely wasn't embracing all things that the Catholic Church was trying to tell me were true. Catholic radio changed all that. I stumbled very quickly upon two shows that changed my life, as I'm sure they have done for countless others, EWTN's Open Line and Catholic Answers Live. These two shows completely and simplistic an ordinary in format became my gateway back into the full banquet of the church. The questions I had always had were being answered each and every day, and after a short time, I knew the answers, knew the pervasive arguments, and even knew the chapters and verses to back it all up. Imagine that, a cradle Catholic who knew a thing or two about the faith, and I owe it all to the jumpstart that Catholic radio gave me. All these years later, it remains the only thing blasting from the speakers during my morning and afternoon commutes, unless, of course, I'm in need of some straight-up 90s hip-hop. You can't deny that urge. And all these years later, it remains a source of truth, comfort, and guidance in my spiritual journey. Hop in your car, flip on Catholic radio, and enjoy. I just enjoyed that piece, you know, mainly because it's the things we do around here each and every day. But then the next piece is really what took me in. Cool saint, St. Maximilian Kolbe.
Oh, yes.
The great St. Maximilian Kolbe, heroic example of putting others before himself in the most profound way during the Second World War, is the stuff of legends. Also, he had a pretty remarkable beard that most Catholic hipsters look for inspiration during their no-shave November. But not many know about St. Max's radio career. When he returned home to Poland in 1938, followed by myriad of missionary trips that resulted in winning countless souls for Christ, he founded a radio station known as, I can't even say it, Radio... you're the Polish guy.
Oh, forget that. A radio station. Yeah, that's...
Mia Pablo, you can get the book and read it. Okay. He maintained his amateur radio license with the call sign SP3RN. His selfless example at Auschwitz as prisoner 16670 in 1941 was the icing on the cake for this unbelievable, heroic, modern-day saint. St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. And then, you know, so you already got, you know, the piece about the prayer, which we actually already read a chunk of that. We didn't read the whole thing because it was a rather lengthy prayer. But we should record that one of these days. Do you have a woeful, this now it gives an activity. This is the thing. I think in our faith, you know, we're good at praying, we're good at doing these other things, but you know what? We need to go do things. We need to go out. And I think that is one of those things I'd love for people to walk away from. This book throughout has an activity you should go do. So in this case, do you have a woefully long commute to and from work that, as I do? If so, I have a remedy for the excruciating repetition of the same 10 songs played over and over again on popular FM radio stations. Take the 40-day Catholic Radio Challenge. Find your local Catholic radio station. Trust me, it's there, and you just don't know it, and listen to on your commute to and from work for 40 days. All right? So many of you listening are already listening to Catholic radio. But you know what? What about challenging someone else to listen to Catholic radio for 40 days?
I was just going
to
say that.
You know, it's activities that you can actually go and do within the community. They're not hard. They're very simplistic, but they're action, all action-oriented. So these are the things I really like about this book.
Yeah, I mean, that what a great take on that. And I had no idea. I, of course, knew about St. Maximilian Kolbe. No idea about his connection with radio, though, that...
I think I was. I had heard about that because I did. I've done a lot on the saints.
Oh, you know,
a lot
right,
of the
right.
saint work, and but I
don't
think
about
that.
Call you Cliff Clavin for a reason.
It's true, and I'm proud of it. Okay?
But I'm going to second what Frank said.
Yeah.
So many people out there, maybe people you go to mass with, don't know about us here at Holy Spirit Radio. It's about Spirit in the Morning specifically. Let them know about us.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know? If you're listening, obviously, right now, share our show with other people.
Yeah, Holy Spirit Radio, 1570 AM and 1420.
And anywhere online at holyspiritradio.org.
Thank you. All right.
I like that. That's really good.
Good pipes, Frank. I like
that. Sounds like our music. It's time to go. We'll be right back. We're not going anywhere. When we come back, Father Augustine Weta, we're going to be talking about humility. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Republicans are pushing their massive tax bill through the House, with President Donald Trump urging them on to a critically needed legislative victory and GOP House leaders exuding confidence that they do have the votes. But the tax overhaul hit a roadblock yesterday as Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin became the first Republican senator to say he opposes his party's legislation as is. That signaled potential problems for GOP leaders. The U.S. Embassy is advising citizens in Zimbabwe to limit unnecessary movements as the country's political uncertainty continues. The British government is also urging its citizens in the capital, Harare, to avoid large gatherings and any demonstrations. The military remains in the streets of the capital. The UK Catholic Herald reports that church leaders in Zimbabwe have called for calm. The U.S. bishops have reportedly chosen their four delegates to next year's Synod of Bishops, which will focus on young people, the faith, and vocational discernment. Multiple sources tell the Catholic News Agency that the bishops have chosen USCCB President Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez, Los Angeles Auxiliary Bishop Robert Barron, and Philadelphia Archbishop Charles Chaput. The U.S. Bishops Conference has not confirmed that list. And Pope Francis will be selling his new Lamborghini to help Christians in the Middle East. Catholic charity Aid to the Church in Need reports that the Holy Father received the sports car as a gift, which he has blessed and autographed. It will be auctioned by Sotheby's, and the money will go to helping rebuild Christian communities on the Nineveh Plains that have been destroyed by the Islamic State. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Gary Zimak, Dave Parker, Barbara Schinkel, Joe Montone, Mark Howe, Jocelyn Martinez, Father Tim from the Shrine of Częstochowa, Monsignor William O'Donnell, Janet and Deacon Rich Napoli, and Father Stephen DeLacy. These are the individuals that create the shows that make local Catholic radio so special. They make Holy Spirit Radio, Philadelphia Catholic Radio, your source for the best Catholic programming from Spirit in the Morning, weekdays at 7 a.m., the Word of God in the Sunday readings, Tuesdays at 11 a.m., Connected in the Spirit, Tuesdays at 11:30 a.m., La Voz de Dios, Sundays at 4 p.m., Częstochowa Radio, 4:30 p.m. on Sundays, Coatesville Connection, the third and fourth Sundays at 11, our local Friday shows, Finding God in Prison, The Kingsmen, Walking in Faith, Vocation Hour, and Deacon Dialogues. Thank you to all our hosts and to our listeners. Visit HolySpiritRadio.org to learn more about these shows and to listen to past programs.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit. Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was Matt Maher, the name of the song, All the People Said Amen. I'm Gary Zimek. Thanks for joining us on the show today. The current time is 7:34. Well, how do you feel about humility? We're going to talk about humility. There's a new book out from Ignatius Press, Humility Rules, St. Benedict's 12-Step Guide to Genuine Self-Esteem by Father Augustine Weta. And Father has a very interesting background, maybe not what you would expect for a Benedictine monk. During his spare time, check this out, Father Augustine supervises the juggling team, cultivates carnivorous plants, raises carpenter ants, and serfs. Father, sounds like you got yourself quite an interesting background.
Well, I guess I do, although I've never quite met a monk who met my stereotype. We have a monk in the monastery who worked in the movies. We've got a monk who was special forces in Burma.
Wow.
We've got a monk who graduated top of his class at Harvard. We've got all kinds of monks. So the more monks I meet, the less normal they seem.
Isn't that interesting? Oh, man. Father, I love the book, Humility Rules. It really is good. Before we get into it, I'm going to try to get through as many of these 12 steps as we can in 10 minutes, but why is it so important for us to work on the virtue of humility?
Well, every day my answer changes. Last night I was reading an article in the New Yorker about stress and teenagers and how they put all this pressure on themselves. And I'm beginning to think that part of humility is being able to take that pressure off of yourself and fluff it off onto Jesus' shoulders.
Interesting.
You know, when you acknowledge, frankly, that you're a failure,
right,
as one has to do pretty regularly, actually, as we do at the beginning of every Mass, that it really, as the great theologian Janis Joplin said, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose, right?
Amen. Absolutely. But let's talk about this now. The Janis Joplin thing blew me away, Father, so you have to excuse me, but I love it. It makes sense. Let's say you have a 12-step. Essentially, what you are proposing in the book, or presenting in the book, is St. Benedict's Ladder of Humility, which,
right,
12 steps, correct?
That's right.
So the first one, fear of God. Let's talk about that one. What does that mean?
Well, there's two sides to it. On the one hand, you know, we don't like to think of God as sitting up there just itching to hit the smite button on his computer.
Right.
On the other hand, if you're not in some awe of his power, if you don't really respect his judgment, then there's also something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
The Gospels tell us that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Or
right.
No, not the Gospels, the Old Testament.
Right.
So it's not the ideal, but it's really the place where you have to start, is by putting yourself in proper relation to God.
And ultimately, he's God and we're not. I mean, right? I mean, no matter, he's all-loving, but he's also all-powerful, and he is God.
That's right. I think C.S. Lewis said, what people these days want isn't so much a heavenly father. They want a heavenly grandfather.
Yeah.
The kind of senile old guy who doesn't much care what the young folk do as long as nobody gets hurt, and he probably won't even remember it later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about, I'd rather skip this second step, and I'm going to do it anyway, self-denial. I don't like that one, Father. I don't like to deny myself. It's not fun.
No, it sure isn't, and it's not popular either.
No.
Except when it comes to food. We are supposed to indulge ourselves in every respect except food, apparently.
Hmm.
Speaking of which, we have a monk in our monastery who, at the beginning of every Lent, he says, this year I'm going to fast nonstop whenever I'm not hungry. And I think St. Benedict really doesn't like that kind of, he's joking, of course. But
no, of course, right.
St. Benedict starts the rule with a list of the kinds of monks he doesn't approve of. And one of them is what he calls the gyro bag, which is a monk who makes up his own rules according to whatever he happens to like.
Wow.
And I think we have that approach to religion. You know, we shop around till we find a religion or a church or a faith that just happens to fit what we already believe.
Yeah.
And, you know, J.K. Chesterton said, We don't need a church that's right when we're already right. We need a church that's right when we're wrong.
Oh, so true. The third step is another one that's not very popular these days, obedience.
Yeah, and it's more than just, for St. Benedict, it's more than just obedience to your superiors, obedience to God. It's obedience to one another. And that means trusting that your neighbor has your best interest in mind. And that too, well, and or more likely your family. I work with the Missionaries of Charity periodically, Mother Teresa's nuns, and one of them was telling me that she used to live in the Amazon, and every night the other nun who shared the room with her would come in and close all the windows before they went to sleep. And this just really annoyed her. And finally, thank goodness, the other nun went away. And so she had her first night of sleep with the windows open and woke up in a bed full of snakes.
Whoa!
Just because your dad or your wife, you know, keeps turning up the thermostat, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're selfish.
Right. Very good point. How about step four on the road to humility, perseverance? That's one I've always had a hard time with because I get bored. You know, Father, even with my spiritual life, at times in the past, I would pray, then all of a sudden the feeling would be gone and I would stop praying. It's very common.
Yeah, it is. And we tend to think that if we're not happy, that something we're doing isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And happy is really, you know, it's a word that it comes from hap or happenstance, which is, I think, Old English for luck. Happiness isn't necessarily a good gauge of whether you're doing the right thing. People tend to think if they're not happy in their marriage, if they're not happy at work, that means they've got to go find a new wife or a new husband or a new job.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I think anyone who's in a really, truly happy, in the sense of joyful marriage or any relationship, will tell you that it's more about perseverance than it is about, you know, gumdrops and flowers and chocolate.
Right. It's not about feelings. And I think when we follow feelings too much, wouldn't you agree that we get ourselves into trouble?
Right. I think actually that more trustworthy than feelings, but even Thomas Aquinas said more trustworthy than the intellect is the will, that sort of deep gut that says, I'm doing this. You know, if the soldier who throws himself on the grenade doesn't say, now, statistically, how many more people am I going to save if I do this? You know, he certainly doesn't want to do it,
right,
but he goes with his gut and he does what he's got to do. And that's what we do when we come to all the really great decisions in our lives.
Step five on St. Benedict's ladder of humility is repentance. Something we traditionally think of maybe during Lent, but not throughout the rest of the year.
Sure. And it's more than just getting your sins wiped away. It's about acquiring that superpower you get to avoid sin in the future. And it begins with an apology, right, as does every Mass, that you really can't make progress in any relationship, in fact, in anything, until you acknowledge your weaknesses. And so I titled that chapter, Put Your Worst Foot Forward, because I think people tend to whitewash their sins. Or on the flip side, they tend to exaggerate their sins so that they can ignore them.
Wow, very interesting. Very interesting.
Or I do.
Yeah, Father, the step six is one that I found fascinating. It's called Serenity, but the title of the chapter is a little troubling. You say, be someone's doormat. What does that mean?
Well, I think we seem as a culture to be obsessed with not getting stepped on, not getting pushed out of the way.
Right.
And I think, you know, getting pushed out of the way being a doormat all the time is just, you know, silly. Or I don't know what it is. It's certainly depressing. But being someone's doormat occasionally is probably good for you. And this insistence on standing up for your rights, on making sure no one pushes you out of the way. Though, interestingly, someone pointed out to me the other day that turning the other cheek means you still stay in their way, right? It's actually a pretty aggressive act that you say, oh, yeah, you want to hit me again? Okay, try this cheek.
Right. Right. Not typically what we think of, but you're right. It is a pretty aggressive act.
And so serenity, like humility, has sort of two sides to it. It's both it's being someone's doormat, but it's also having the self-possession to stand in someone's way when you need to.
Definitely, definitely. Now, we only got through half of the 12 steps. The other ones are, I knew this would happen. The other ones are self-abasement.
You'll have to invite me back.
I will. Would you come back?
Oh, I would love to.
Because this is really, I mean, this is exactly what we need to hear. This is a totally different spin on humility and St. Benedict's rule. And, Father, we only have about a minute left in this segment, but the pictures, the illustrations that you use in this book, they're hysterical.
Thanks. I don't know whether St. Benedict would approve. I keep flip-flopping on. Well, I think he would. You'd have to have a sense of humor to live in any monastery.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I photoshopped ancient manuscripts so that they were a little more hip, I guess.
Yeah, you did a good job. I mean, the cover has St. Benedict holding a skateboard. I mean, this is really good stuff. And this is the book is Humility Rules, St. Benedict's 12-Step Guide to Genuine Self-Esteem by Father Augustine Weta from Ignatius Press. Father, we're going to put a link on spiritinthemorning.com so our listeners can purchase the book. Hey, before we go, can I ask you to give us a blessing?
Absolutely. May God grant you all humility without necessarily the humiliations. Not too many humiliations, but lots of humility. And may you all become great saints. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Father, thank you so much. I'm going to take you up on your offer. Would love to have you back on the program again.
Great. We'll do steps 7 through 12.
And we'll talk about juggling next time. How's that?
All right.
Thanks, Father. Father Augustine Weta. Man, that was a lot of fun. We'll be back with the Be Not Afraid Bible Verse.
Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Robert Mancini, an attorney with a general practice law firm offering professional excellence and personal service. Robert Mancini can be reached at 215-348-4900. That's 215-348-4900. Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is also made possible by the generous prayer and financial support of listeners like you.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. When Father James Keller founded the Christophers in 1945, he chose as our prayer the beautiful words attributed to Francis of Assisi. I'd like to share them with you now. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You're on Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Shattered like you've never been before, the life you knew in a thousand pieces on the floor. And words fall short in times like these, when this world drives you to your knees. You think you're never gonna get back to the you they used to be. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall. Of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you
set your heart to beat again. Beginning, just let that word wash over you. It's all right now. Love's healing hands have pulled you through. So get back up, take step one. Leave the darkness, feel the sun. 'Cause your story's far from over, and your journey's just begun. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday's a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been, and tell your heart to beat. Everything for your good. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. I'm speaking on the wrong mic. Frank Eliason, would you take care of that? Would you send me a memo and remind me to speak
on the... If only his arms were longer.
You put me in charge of the board during the show, and I don't know if that's a good idea, but I'm learning. Bear with me. You know, thank you for listening to the program Spirit in the Morning, the show where we tell you, we remind you that it is cool to be Catholic. It's okay to be cool and Catholic, right?
Absolutely.
Father Augustine, who we just had on, a Benedictine monk. I mean, the guy's quoting Janis Joplin.
Exactly.
The picture on his the cover of the book is just
hilarious.
It's hysterical.
Yeah.
All right, let's do our Be Not Afraid Bible verse now. Today comes from Mark 6:32, and they went away in the boat to a lonely place by themselves. This is a reminder for us all. The apostles went away to a lonely place. They made that effort to go somewhere, to be, you know, to be where it's quiet. And I think for all of us, if we're stressed out by what's going on in our lives, a lot of times we just need to take a break. We need to spend time with the Lord. And you're not going to be able to hear him with all the noise in the world. You've got to consciously make an effort. Frank, I know you do that sometimes, even here at the station. I see you walking around outside. Dave, you do it. I pray a lot in the car. We've got to make that effort to be with the Lord.
But maybe, you know, what some people should think about doing, and not even some, I think all of us should at some point, you know, step away from social media for a few days. Mm-hmm. Step away from, you know, these distractions. I think it'll allow you to gain perspective in many ways. Now, you know, the other piece to it is some people are extroverted, some people are introverted.
Right.
I'm personally introverted, so I gain my energy from, you know, being on my own, which is kind of funny because I'm a speaker and traveling the country to speak, but the fact is, even after I speak, I need to, like, kind of have that time to myself.
So do I,
And, you know, but it's a great time to reflect. It's a great time to really gain that inspiration that you need and the perspective you need. But then the other piece is not just off by yourself. Sometimes just taking that break with the ones you love.
Boy, that's huge,
and
the
ones you love could be Christ, but it could also be your spouse, could be any number of things. You know, to really gain that perspective together, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you said something now about taking a break from social media. Tony Agnese was on the show on Wednesday, and he said something that really hit me. He said at night, mm-hmm. he takes his cell phone and he puts it aside on the table and mm-hmm. charges it, and then he spends time with his wife. Mm-hmm. That really moved me, and it really reminded me of how connected I am sometimes. I'm sitting in the living room with my family at night, and I'm on my cell phone.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make an effort to take that break and spend mm-hmm. time, really spend time and enjoy listening. We had another guest, Art Bennett, on the show yesterday. Mm-hmm. He talked about listening to one another, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we're there, we're in mm-hmm. somebody's presence, we're kind of hearing their words, but not really.
Sometimes putting that Candy Crush game down or that, the Facebook.
Words
or,
with friends or whatever it is.
Whatever it is that becomes your escape. I think, you know, we made the phone too much of a distraction for ourselves.
So maybe I can issue a challenge. Me first. Maybe to our listeners, put that down, as Gary and Frank say. You know, have a little moratorium every day, you know, during your quiet time, whenever that is for you.
You know, Dale, the founder of the station, he likes to have a flip phone, and I kind of tease him, always trying to get him to
a what?
Get a flip phone. Yeah, one of those, you know, those newfangled devices. But you know what?
Yes.
It's not a distraction for him. He's
comfortable.
He's comfortable, and he's in with all the things that are important to him.
Yeah.
And I think we have to find that importance in our lives, because
mm-hmm.
guess what? It's not on that phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, as the program draws to a close, Frank, you want to make an announcement about something very special that happened within our own archdiocese.
Yeah. Actually, a few things to mention real fast. But, the other day, Conwell Egan,
mm-hmm.
It's a Bishop Conwell, but it's really Conwell Egan,
right.
Mm-hmm. received a $5 million gift.
Wow. Praise
$5
God.
Million.
$5 million gift. And it's the largest gift, I believe, to any of this school, Catholic mm-hmm. high schools, but definitely for Conwell Egan, it's their largest gift.
That is so nice.
So, you know, just a quick shout out about that someone felt inspired mm-hmm. to do such a thing. The other thing, a few other quick mentions, Bill Miller, we're going to have his show. We're going to be playing at 4 o'clock today, his final Voices for the Unborn.
Okay.
We're going to play at 4 o'clock today. We're also going to repeat it Sunday at 2.
Yes.
So, you know, for those that are really, you know, trying to think about Bill, what a great mm-hmm. way of doing it.
Yeah, keep him and the family in prayer.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Yes. His funeral service, the visitation is Tuesday evening at 7:15, mm-hmm. and then the funeral is 11 o'clock on Wednesday at Assumption BVM.
Mm-hmm.
Then, in that same spirit of Bill Miller, just to, you know, Sunday is going to be the pro-life dinner.
Yeah, I was
going to
mention that. You didn't.
Yes. So that's the other thing that's going on. So, you know, what a fitting
How
week
great
that, for
is
that,
that
to be.
Yeah.
So the pro-life dinner is on Sunday, which great event. We went to it last year. The three
and we're all going to be there.
That is correct.
If you are going, it's going to be at the Sheraton downtown.
Yeah. So
correct?
If you are going,
say hi.
We're the good-looking guys.
Yeah.
And we'll have our spouses with us.
And we'll have our new clothes from shopping.
And the name of those Sears jeans you found out, right?
Tough skin.
Yeah, maybe we'll. Let's go get a pair.
Now we can close this show in peace.
I can sleep tonight, folks.
Awesome. And after the dinner is over in time for us to watch the Eagles.
Eagles, Cowboys. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm looking
All
forward
right.
to
Come
that.
All right. Come on, Eagles. Go for it.
That's right.
A lot of rest. No injuries, you know, no bruises. Go for it. Take them.
Go for it.
Exactly.
Well, we thank you all for listening. Is that all you got, Frank? I don't want to cut you off.
I think that's all I have.
All right, Dave.
Okay. And that's pretty much it's a wrap for me.
It's been a good week.
It's been a good week. Yeah, we've had some really, really good shows.
Oh, yeah,
we had fun. You know.
Especially when we're together.
Yep, it's fun. Fun being with you guys. Yeah. Fun with you listening at home. We thank you. And help us out. Spread the word about Spirit in the Morning and Holy Spirit Radio. There's a lot more to this station than just Spirit in the Morning.
If I have time, about the thing on listening yesterday, I get home, and guess what, Barbara and I... And she really, we got into this thing, and I said, I looked at her so attentively. I said,
what?
And she's looking at me. I was silent. I'm listening.
Really? How cool is
and
that?
And she said, yeah.
It works, folks. Try
Thank
it.
You for listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak, reminding you, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. So turn around, say hi. Also remember, it's cool to be Catholic.
God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating hope.